Psalm 68. To the chief musician, a psalm or song of David. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before God. Yes, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God. Sing praises to his name. Extol him that rides upon the heavens by his name Jehovah, and rejoice before him. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. God settles the solitary in families. He brings out those which are bound in chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. O God, when you went forth before your people, when you did march through the wilderness, Selah, the earth shook. The heavens also dropped at the presence of God. Even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. You, O God, did send a plentiful rain, whereby you did confirm your inheritance when it was weary. Your congregation had dwelt therein. You, O God, had prepared of your goodness for the poor. God gave the word, and great was the company of those that published it. Kings of armies did flee apace, and she that tarried at home divided the spoil. Though you have laid down among the pots, yet you shall be as the wings of a dove covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. When the Almighty scatters kings in it, it will be white as snow and salmon. The hill of God is as the hill of Bashan, a high hill as the hill of Bashan. Why leap you, you high hills? This is the hill which God desires to dwell in. Yes, the Lord will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them, as in Sinai, in the holy place. You have ascended on high. You have led captivity captive. You have received gifts from men, yes, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. He that is our God is the God of salvation, and unto God the Lord belong the issues from death. But God shall wound the head of his enemies, and the hairy scalp of such a one as goes on still in his trespass. The Lord said, I will bring again from Bashan, I will bring my people again from the depths of the sea, that your foot may be dipped in the blood of your enemies, and the tongue of your dogs in the same. They have seen your goings, O God, even the goings of my God, my King, in the sanctuary. The singers went before, the players on instruments followed after. Among them were the damsels playing with timbrels. Bless you, God, in the congregation, even the Lord, from the fountain of Israel. There is little Benjamin with their ruler, the princes of Judah and their council, the princes of Zebulun and the princes of Naphtali. Your God has commanded your strength. Strengthen, O God, that which you have worked for us. Because of your temple at Jerusalem shall kings bring presents unto you. Rebuke the company of spearmen, the multitude of the bulls, with the calves of the people, till every one submit himself with pieces of silver. Scatter you the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, you kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord, Selah. To him that rides upon the heavens of heaven, which were of old, lo, he does send out his voice, and that a mighty voice. Ascribe you strength unto God. His excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. O God, you are terrible out of your holy place. The God of Israel is he that gives strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God.